Okay, second question. Whenever I try mindful breathing while trying to fall asleep, I get really alert and can't fall asleep. What is your advice? Thank you. It's been such a nice, insightful retreat for me. Please reconsider doing it again next year, even if Angela Center is no longer available. Lots of gratitude. It's actually quite true. You know, sometimes that's the case where you sort of lay down mindfully on the right side, pay attention to the breath, and the mind sort of brightens, and why sleep? You know? so that easily happens, and sometimes you have to just sort of gauge the circumstance and sort of degree of freedom and flexibility that you have in the situation, and because sometimes it's really pleasant just to be, the body's very relaxed because you're lying down. It's not, and it's the end of the day, and it's a nice time to just be with the breath. And even if you're not falling asleep, it's very restful. I know for myself, not so much at Abhayagiri, because I actually tend to have more time for myself at Abhayagiri than I used to have in Thailand. And so that if I, particularly during the daytime, if I wanted to have and I usually have a kind of a short midday nap, and if I lay down on my right side, I would never sort of fall asleep. It was just sort of, my mind brightened. So I would lie down on my back, relax, drop off to sleep. I didn't have that much time to do it, so to get it over with. But the circumstance was sort of part of it. But in the evening time, it's nice to just to see, because that mindfulness is also a resting. And sometimes we're quite fixated on getting our 8 hours of sleep or our whatever we think we need. You know, certainly the tendency or the standard that the forest monks that I know of encourage is, 4 to 5 hours sleep is enough. And that, if the mind is peaceful and is good concentration, you'll tend to not even need that much sleep sometimes. I mean, I've been through periods of time when I've been doing a lot of practice and then even still looking after duties and whatnot, and 3 hours of sleep and not be affected by it in the sense of it's not tiring, because the mind is bright with mindfulness. I remember meeting one monk. He was leading a group of monks on a kind of pilgrimage, and walkings. So they're walking every day and usually 10 or 12 miles in a day with a group, and then find a monastery or place to spend the night and then continue. And they're going to another monastery in several provinces over. And he had just, it was at the end of the rains retreat, and he had spent the rains retreat, a 3-month rains retreat, in solitude in a cave. And he said his meditation was going so well that he was, the sort of degree of stillness in the mind was necessitated. He would rest for half an hour a day. And then he started to sort of review it and then that half an hour started to be like an indulgence. So he just stopped. And sort of the last month or month and a half of the retreat, then it just didn't bother sleeping. But the body and the mind were resting in samadhi. And then I asked him if he was still able to keep that up, or was he, you know, was it now that he was out of retreat and he was actually with a group of people and out, you know, walking and putting forth effort. And he said, and that only been, you know, for about 10 days or so. And he said, I still don't need any sleep, but I said, I know it's impermanent. This is not going to last. And he said, it's really dependent on the samadhi.